I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Thank you for being with us today. It's been a week since the election, and there's still a lot to get your head around. But we're going to start today with one topic that affects the whole planet, global warming. President-elect Trump has in the past dismissed climate change as a hoax made up by the Chinese, and he's promised to pull the U.S. out of the latest global agreement to fight climate change. But Trump is already walking back some of his campaign promises, so could he change course on climate as well? Atmospheric scientist and climate educator Catherine Hayhoe of Texas Tech University says the signs don't look good for that so far, but she holds out some hope if the right people can reach Mr. Trump with the right message.
The biggest thing that I have found in talking with people who don't agree with me over the last 10 or 15 years is that the most important thing is to build bridges, not to focus on what divides us, not to march up with 3 feet of scientific reports in hand and smack them down in front of somebody and say, this is what all the scientists in the world say, and you disagree with them. That's emphasizing immediately the differences between us. The most effective way forward, I have found, is to connect, first of all, over a value or a concern that we genuinely share. And studying climate change, as I do, and studying its impacts on us humans, there is no shortage of ways that climate change affects us that we can connect with people across the entire political spectrum on.
So you're an evangelical Christian, and you spend a lot of your time talking to other evangelicals about climate change, right? So, I mean, evangelicals were crucial to Donald Trump's victory. What do you need to tell Donald Trump to keep him from walking away from the UN climate agreement?
My message to all of us would be that the Paris Agreement matters to us personally. It is put in place by just about every single country in the entire world because we have recognized that it is more expensive to ignore this problem than it is to do something to fix it.
But how do you convince a climate change denier businessman president that walking away from the Paris Agreement would be bad for business?
Well, I think the answer to your question is actually in the question itself. The solution to moving forward is to identify common values and common benefits with common solutions, such that these solutions, whether they are clean energy solutions, whether they are fear of falling behind China in our technology, basically the next moon race is to renewable energy, whether it is investing in the local economy, because, for example, here in Texas, when you build a new power plant, if that new power plant is powered by natural gas or by coal, it creates 8 times less jobs than if the same amount of electricity were generated locally by wind or solar. So there are many different benefits to moving forward. And the key is to identify those arguments or those benefits and those values that we already do genuinely share with whoever it is that we're talking with.
What if people like you can't build those bridges and bonds? What's at risk in the next few years?
Well, it definitely takes two. You can only extend the bridge, you know, halfway across the river, and then the person on the other side has to help. So what happens if the federal government over the next 4 years decides we have absolutely no interest in engaging on issues of climate, or even worse, honestly, we have no interest in engaging on issues of renewable and clean energy, and in fact, we want to try to turn the clock backwards? What happens then? Well, first of all, at the international level, the Paris Agreement will continue, although it will certainly be weaker without the contribution of the United States. Below the federal level, cities are already building their resilience to a changing climate. Cities are a huge incubator for carbon mitigation and for reducing emissions. And the clean energy economy is already moving forward. I mean, just a few weeks ago, Elon Musk released a new set of shingles plus a power wall that you put in your garage that apparently is priced at only about $7,500 or $8,000, which is amazing. I mean, who doesn't want shingles that grow your own energy on your own roof?
That's pretty
so
cool.
These things really give me hope that we are moving in the right direction, and that momentum has very little to do with federal action. But here's the big but. We are seeing a massive amount of change that is already impacting us today. So the issue today is simply an issue of time. We have to move faster. The momentum is there. The technologies are coming online. The desire for change is real. The question is, can we do it fast enough to avoid dangerous impacts? That is the question.
Catherine Hayhoe is the director of the Climate Science Center at Texas Tech in Lubbock. Thanks very much.
Thank you.